This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. 32,000 Coloradans on the SNAP program received their November benefits this weekend, but payments are on hold for the rest of Colorado's beneficiaries. That's around 560,000 people. The state started rushing payments to people Friday evening when appeals court said that the federal government had to use emergency money for the program. However, later that night, the U.S. Supreme Court froze that order, once again putting payments in limbo while the court case continues. Denver is experiencing record-breaking weather already this month and might experience one of the latest recorded snowfalls ever. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
Denver saw its hottest November day ever on Sunday, with temperatures spiking to 83 degrees in the afternoon. The previous record was set on November 27, 2017 at 81 degrees, and this year's snowfall is on track to be one of the latest on record for the city. If it doesn't snow by November 15th, it'll be one of the 10 latest snowfalls, according to the National Weather Service statistics. The latest snowfall ever was on December 10th, 2021, and as of Tuesday, there's no projected snowfall in the coming weeks. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
Laramie County has partnered with local landowners to protect an 800-acre ranch near the Wyoming border. The Fawnay family donated the land, which is next to the Red Mountain open space. County officials say the move will help protect key wildlife habitat and preserve native grasslands and ponderosa pine forests. This is CPR News and KRCC.